What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Tim Woolworth about conscious communication. Do you think we're going to ever be able, and this is just an opinion-based question, connect and hone in to this idea of essentially reading consciousness, that of other people, of the dead, of the living, of other things, through devices of some sort? I'm not speaking of mediums. I'm not speaking of individuals who are empathic or very sensitive, who seem to be able to do this naturally, just through their own skills, but basically an artificial way, an artificial medium, if you will. I mean, almost kind of, I guess it's a way you could look at almost a ghost box, because it's grabbing messages that maybe a very sensitive person could also be picking up without the ghost box, but those who don't have that ability or if not very strong in that area wouldn't. Do you think we'll ever be able to have some sort of artificial way of really almost honing in on this to use in everyday life? Essentially, the Ghost Radar 10.0, if you will, where it's like literally, you know, husbands can sit there and they don't have to wonder what their wives are thinking or why they're mad, or things of that nature, where it's just like, well, let's look at the app, bring up the app, the consciousness app, and then I can tell what anybody around me is feeling or thinking, because there's some sort of way we figure out a way essentially to tap into that, of not only how we look at it with the dead and ghost hunting, but more so the living.
That would be absolutely fascinating. Unfortunately, all the technologies that we're dealing with right now aren't even close. I mean, we can't even define what consciousness is, nor where it interacts with our body. The people who would be able to develop these things, you'd be talking about electrical engineers, physicists, biochemists, etc., and they're never going to look into something like that because you can't get funding. The closest we have right now of somebody actually trying to regulate the communication that's coming through from the other side is Dr. Gary Schwartz. And he's been working on the quote unquote spirit phone for several years now, University of Arizona or Arizona State, I can't remember which one, but in his department. And right now he's basically from the mailers I'm getting from him, it basically he's got yes-no communication coming through, but they're working on better connection where you can hear spirit voice come through and be able to talk to them directly. And they're high in the sky right now, but they envision within 50 years we'll be able to bring up a consciousness and it can actually speak at a conference itself. So you'd be able to talk to Abraham Lincoln and he'd be able to give a conference presentation. That's what they're envisioning 50 years from now. But I don't think they've tried to even tap into the living consciousness at all with physical devices. That's Philip K. Dick land at this point in time, but a lot of his predictions have come true.
I mean, you would almost wonder if it would. Neither seem like easy tasks, but you would almost think it would be almost easier to tap into a person across the room and learn how to do that versus random dead person that is, you know, where are they? How do we get in communication with them? And then are we limited to where they're at that point in time, or are they everywhere? I mean, that's the other question. When we're talking about the spirit box and the communication that you get through it, I'm very fascinated back to what you had said where there was communication from living people. How often do you think it is when someone is investigating the paranormal, investigating whether it be a haunted location or what have you, that we are actually interacting and having some sort of communication, not necessarily with the dead, but with the living that are somehow manipulating devices or coming through to people. But those people who are living are unconsciously communicating. And we're just perceiving it as, well, these are ghosts that we're picking up mm-hmm. because that's what we think we're looking for, or that's what we're intending to look for, but we're getting responses, but it's no ghost at all.
Yeah, and that's the golden question. How much are we bringing to an investigation?
Yeah.
First of all, just to back up a second, you asked if, you know, spirits could be everywhere. And as I've said, I've been able to communicate with tech on the other side in several countries. So, yeah, they can be anywhere and everywhere. Spirit is not limited by space, and I seriously doubt they're limited by time as well. But getting back to the question at hand, I would have to think of poltergeist phenomena, for example. Mm-hmm. So poltergeist phenomena was thought to be, you know, the noisy spirit going back to the 9th century or whenever the first one was in Germany that was documented. But then we realized, psychical researchers realized in the mid 20th century that there was an agent that was causing the macro PK, somebody present at the home that was there to witness the event was the agent itself. And I look at, then that changed from poltergeist phenomena to psychical researchers now call it RSPK, recurrent spontaneous psychokinesis. It's a macro PK burst that's not controllable that causes things to levitate, things to get thrown, people punched, three people scratched. And there was a guy in the 19, oh God, I can't remember which decade, but Nandor Fodor, he investigated a case in Baltimore, and Nandor was a trained clinical psychologist who was also a parapsychologist, and he realized that this kid, he was a male, had a bunch of angst built up in him, and he was the agent because it always happened around him, the events that lasted for months and were witnessed by police and investigators and the media. Just everyone had seen this stuff happen. So what did Dr. Fodor do? He decided to do a clinical psychology session with the kid and kind of alleviated his anxiety, and the haunting went away. That was like the critical case proving that RSPK, that an agent, a human being, can cause a haunting. Now, if we know this as a fact now, we also know that consciousness can manipulate our devices, whether it be a ghost box or maybe another little box that's black and beeps like every ghost hunter wants to use. So maybe we are bringing this to the haunts themselves. And the question is, how much are we creating? We know that we can create a haunting. I mean, that's what the Philip experiment was all about. We, you know, if somebody says there's a ghost of Mary at a location and every investigator comes in trying to talk to Mary and a background is built for Mary, all of a sudden Mary can become a thought form ghost at that location that was created by investigators. I mean, this was done with the Philip experiment. And we always have to be cognizant of that because, you know, you walk into a place and it's a certain spirit you're communicating with. That just may be a created spirit. It may not have been a living being at some point in time.
When you refer to the tech that helps kind of guide you through some of this, I know you said you called him Tom as when you're doing your paranormal research, it's coming through on the spirit box. Is that similar to what others would describe as like a spirit guide or something of that nature? Is that your version of that, or how do you view that?
Well, I first viewed it as a guide many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. The session that really just changed everything for me in the ghost box realm was back in March of 2010. I was in Gettysburg, and I had this child and this mother that were asking for help. And I had heard people ask for help before, and, you know, you just kind of blow it off. So what happened was all of a sudden words overcame me, and I said a lot of different things about how were they lost, can they see the light, all that kind of stuff. And then I finally said, can you see the ones who surround me, my spirit guides? And they said, and I got the word yes, and then all of a sudden they were gone. And the woman came back and said, thank you. And her voice was so much louder. And I realized that I had just helped facilitate people crossing over into the light by using somebody on the other side. And to my knowledge, it was the first time in the world a real-time crossing over session where you can hear it from the spirit realm happened. So I started to develop this. And over time, I realized that voice from that session kept popping up in other sessions, almost every one of them that I went back to, and the name Tom, Tom, Tom. And I realized it's Tom who's helping me out with these sessions. There were times when I would be communicating and he'd be talking to spirits on the other side and saying, or conscious, discarnate entities, consciousness, whatever you want to call it. And he would say one at a time and back them up and things like that, so they wouldn't overload the communication. And I started to call him a tech. Now, Chris Moon called his person that he deals with, a kid, I can't remember his name, a tech. And he claimed that the tech, he invented that phrase for the spirit. And a couple of years later, I was reading Breakthrough by Konstantin Radova, published in the early 70s. And he has a lot of transcripts of EVPs. I mean, that's what three quarters of the book is transcripts of his audio sessions. And one of them says something to the effect of, hold on, we're calling the tech to make the communication clearer. And I realized, or the technician, excuse me, calling the technician to make the communication clearer. And I realized spirits have been working with us with audio from basically day one. I mean, you had Vonzelay and Cass doing their EVP in like 56. You had Jurgensen in 57 straight through. And then you had Radova. I mean, that's the line of EVP recording. And we had techs helping Radova right from the get-go. So these techs, how I deal with them is, I get a lot of people asking for help. And what I do is I say, can you see Tom? He's standing right by me. So I envision myself in a different plane, just a light energy. And I have the light energy of Tom next to me. And they usually say yes. And I'll say, grab his hand and he'll help you through. And almost invariably, they come back to say thank you. But yeah, they leave. It's a way to cross over. to help people who ask for help. Now, there's a lot of ghost hunters out there, and nothing irks me more than a ghost hunter who walks into a building and says they're going to cross someone over, and they're doing it without real-time communication to confirm anything. They are trying to control the spirit realm. It's the same thing with people trying to do house cleansings or exorcisms or whatever. You're trying to control the spirit realm. And sad part is we have no control over spirit. What we can do is we can have affinity with spirit. We can have brotherhood with spirit. And with that, we can work together with the other side. But we have no control over the other side as a typical investigator. Obviously, there are people who delve into really dark magics who control the other side. But that's neither here nor there, because you're not going to find them on paranormal investigations. We don't have control. We can just work with them. And Tom has been working with me for years to help people cross over. And I wrote the methodology for this back in the spring of 2010. And there was this one phrase in there where I asked how long they've been there. And it just said far too long, but it said it at like four times the rate a normal person would speak. So I sent that particular clip to Frank Sumption, and he immediately recognized it as far too long because he'd been listening to this stuff for 8 years before I even, well, 6 years before I laid my hands on a ghost box, but 8 years before I was really serious about it. And that opened up just everything for me. And that session is basically why I started ITC Voices, because I felt the world needed to know that this could happen in real time.
You said earlier today, techs, I believe you had mentioned that, or believe that they were not human. Could they be a spirit of a human being? It kind of leads to my next question of today's ghost researchers, yourself, one day when you're on the other side, it makes me wonder if we're going to have all of these, you know, this generation, this whole world of the living today that will one day pass on. And we do now have, you know, so many people that are fascinated with this and investigate this. It's not just a, you know, one in a state or one in a country type thing. Are we going to have this influx of people on the other side someday that are going to be trying to help from that side communicate with the investigators of tomorrow? Because on that side, they have already been wondering about this, and now they get it, and now they're going to try and help connect the dots back and forth, almost in the same way that you described the tech doing so?
Well, there's solid evidence of that already. So one of the first progenitors of American ITC, not just EVP, but actual ITC, where embracing various forms of visual and audio communication, was a man named Mark Macy. And Mark got a communication from the other side that they are working on equipment there to basically build the bridge between their world and ours. And they had technicians over there working. And flash forward, you know, Frank died a few years ago, and he said he would never come through on ghost box communication. That was a lie. He came through a couple days later, and he pops up in almost every session now. He'll say his name in his voice, and then he'll just relay a little message here and there. And so I know he's working on the other side as well. And one of the pioneers of EVP, Friedrich Jurgensen, communicated with me quite clearly. I've got this video online. I was doing a session during a thunderstorm, and I asked if the thunderstorm would make the communication clearer. And my voice was transmogrified, and the communication came through in Jurgensen's voice. It simply said, "Not bad." It's kind of Friedrich. So somebody introduced him as Friedrich, mm-hmm. which was his name, Friedrich Jurgensen. And then the words "not bad" came through as clear as day. And so I figured, you know, is there a possibility that that is Jurgensen? Because I had no idea who Friedrich was. So the only Friedrich that came to mind was Jurgensen. So I have a disc of his EVPs, and I went through his EVPs, and I found the NO sound that he spoke on his recordings, and I compared them to the knot that came through the ghost box, and they match up. More importantly, I took this communication and I contacted the EVP group in Germany, which has been around, was the first major EVP group in the world, the VTF. And I know one of the chairpersons over there, and this person had worked with Jurgensen because Jurgensen was a member of the VTF before he died. And I sent it to her and she said, unquestionably, that is Jurgensen's voice. So we know that the people who are interested in this particular area of study are coming through. So if they're coming through to communicate with us, chances are they're working on the other side to make the communication better as well.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Tim Woolworth about conscious communication. A big thank you to him for joining us on today's program. And thank you for supporting our program and keeping us on the air. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.